Michael, you talk about a connection somehow between the afterlife and UFOs and other miracles. Explain the tie-in, how that is.
Well, there are a number of ways that I see possible connections. First of all, a lot of the alien abduction stories sound like ghost stories. For example, the communications always take place telepathically. The entities come right through walls, just like ghosts come through walls. They often are glowing like ghosts and other supernatural entities or paranormal entities allegedly glow and are and manifest some unusual kinds of light. So there are a number of features where there's an overlap. That led me to believe that there might be some connection. And I talked about this to John Mack, who you may know is the Harvard psychiatrist who studied these phenomena. And in fact, I recorded my interview in my book. I mean, he was quite open to the possibility that there might be some kind of connection. Now, other phenomena, such as Marian visions, are very difficult to explain. As I used to think that they might be projections of the collective mind. I'm not sure if that's true, but they too seem like have ghost-like features, and I suspect there's some kind of a connection. And finally, miracles. The connection there is a little different. But what I mean by miracles, by the way, I mean paranormal events that take place in the context of religious beliefs and symbols. And I'm talking about unusual physical phenomena, such as levitation, unusual communications by perfume. For example, Padre Pio used to communicate with people all over the world by projecting his presence in the form of strange fragrances and so on. Anyway, these phenomena, what they tell me is they don't tell me directly something about life after death, but they tell me that I live in a universe or that we inhabit a universe that has stranger properties and stranger potentials that we would normally believe. And I suspect that all of these phenomena, which are mind-related, are linked up in some larger system which we have yet to fully understand or work out.
Now, you talked about fragrances that are being kind of illuminated on us from the afterlife. I've heard a lot of this before, too, that grandma dies and her very favorite perfume smell is there or something like that. How does that happen?
Well, again, you're asking the impossible. I don't know how it happens.
I always ask the impossible, Michael.
Well, to me, it's that it happens, you see. And curiously, I just recently was talking with a group of bereaved people, people who had recently lost a loved one. And they all had interesting stories about presences, and one of them had a story about a characteristic smell of her husband. I think it was his, I don't know, was it a favorite tobacco or whatever the heck it was, I don't at the moment recall. But she kept smelling it. Now, smells are notoriously subjective, and it's possible that she was just, this was, you know, auto-suggestion. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yes, there are, so how it works, it, sometimes it might simply be auto-suggestion. Other times, that doesn't seem to be the proper explanation. It seems to me, the impression I had talking with these bereaved individuals was that in the time after and in the space where a deceased person previously lived, it becomes a general kind of zone, like a zoning out, as it were, from ordinary reality. All kinds of peculiar things happen. A sense of presence is often reported, smells. Objects themselves seem to behave differently. You know, there are these notorious reports of clocks stopping. I mean, Edison, for example, the moment that he died, three of his favorite clocks stopped.
That's strange. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. There are several books that I describe this particular phenomenon. Pianos will start playing characteristic notes. I mean, it sounds so weird. I know it sounds strange, but they sound as if these phenomena are some kind of communication, some kind of memory that has lodged itself in the physical environment, as influencing that physical environment in some inexplicable way.